The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah says, "Ein mefarchesin, lo yisa adam, v'lo yisa behemah, v'lo yisa kelim." These are practices which are referred to as Geneva's Das, which are brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Chof Ches. A person is not allowed to sell something and misrepresent the age, quality, or use of the previous use of that chayfitz in order to attract a customer. The Gemara says, "As an iser, ein mefarchesin, iser of Geneva's Das." The Gemara on Amud Beis says that Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Shoro litzalume dikuli. He allowed somebody to paint a dikuli to make it more attractive to a prospective customer. Zokti Gemara loy kasha ho bechadati ho beatiki. This refers. The Isser in the Mishnah refers to an Atiki. The Isser in the Mishnah refers to something which is aged, and a person paints it. A person freshens it up in order to create a different appearance. And therefore it's Geneva's Das. The Chadati is something new. Chazal allowed a storekeeper to paint it in a pleasing manner, in an eye-catching manner, in order that the person would pay more money. Again, if the person wants to pay more because it has a better look, because it's more attractive to the eye, so Gizundai, he's allowed to up the price of the Chayfitz. If a person wants to pay that amount of money because it looks nicer, so let him pay it. But if something is misrepresented by the storekeeper, there is an issur of Geneva's Das. Now, there's a very basic and important business principle, halacha principle, that we have to make over here. It's very obvious that if somebody sells something and he is able to pass it off with a good paint job, he's able to pass off something which is worth $100 for something which is worth $1,000. Let's take, for example, our proverbial used car salesman. Takes an old jalopy, he takes care of a few fender benders, the car is really shot on the inside, it has about 500 miles left, and he turns it with a gallon of paint and some other tricks, he turns a $1,000 car, he turns it into a $10,000 car. 500 miles in, it breaks, and that's it, the car is finished. It's obvious that this issue is not Geneva's Das. Geneva's Das is not Gzela, it's Geneva's Das. You're fooling somebody. This is outright gazela. You took something which is worth $500, and you pass over, it's a pure mekach tois. You took a car, you changed the speedometer, or whatever the case may be, you souped up the motor so that it sounds like it has another 5 years, and really all it has is another 5 weeks. These are cases of outright gazela. This is a double posher. The question is exactly to be magda, to define, to divide, these different categories, what would fall under the heading of Geneva's Das, and what would fall under the category of outright Gzela. Geneva's Das cannot be claimed in a Besdin. Outright Gzela can't. Outright Gzela is theft. Mekach Tois is pure Geneva. Somebody sells something, somebody which is broken, which has a mum, and it doesn't form of the mum. Sells him a cow, where the cow is a trefa, and the cow drops dead 2 weeks later. It's outright theft. Of course he can claim it in a Besdin. We see in the Paiskin that not every case is so clear, the definition between Mekach Tois. Let's discuss for a second the same idea. There's also a gray area, we're learning the halachos of Oino, there's also a gray area between Oino and Mekach Tois. Somebody sells somebody a car that doesn't work, a car which is going to die in a week, or he sells them a tape recorder which the play button doesn't work, that's a pure Mekach Tois. Sold him a chayfitz with a mum. Oino always refers to selling something which the item is exactly what the customer wants, and however the price is off. The chayfitz is a chayfitz. The sale is a sale. At best, I took advantage of him in upping the price. There's a tvi of Oino. It's subject to the statute of limitations of Ahilchos Oino, as we discussed by Rikus. In Mekach Tois, there's no statute of limitations. A person can come back to a storekeeper a month later with the car and say, hey, the car died on me. I want my money back. He doesn't have to go show it to another car expert who's going to tell him, you know, who's going to show him that the motor is really a dead motor and it's going to die in him in a week. Mekach Tois is pure gzela. Oino is subject to certain halachas. However, there is a gray area. The same way there's a gray area between Geneva's Das and pure Geneva. There's a Ramo in the end of Seif's, in the end of Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, B'Shem the Truvas Hadeshin. Somebody went into a store for a food establishment for better people, for Besser Mention, and he ordered a dish that was called then Ayel Mesuris. Ayel Mesuris was something that was eaten, it was enjoyed, and it was enjoyed by connoisseurs, people who were called Mefunakim in the Lashon of Chazal. The storekeeper knew that the customer didn't know the difference, so he gave him a regular cut of meat. He didn't give him this fancy Ayel Mesuris. They charged him the price of Ayel Mesuris. The truth is that the customer went home, he ate it, he was perfectly happy, he thought he had a supper of Ayel Mesuris, he didn't know the difference. The truth is Hadeshin says that this is not Mekach Tois, this is Oino. Since he charged him the price of Ayel Mesuris, really the guy got what he wanted, he got a good supper, he thought he was eating Ayel Mesuris, it really, really doesn't make a difference to him. He comes back and he claims, what do you mean, give me back my whole money, I never bought regular meat, I bought only Ayel Mesuris. He says no, he says it's Oino. So, let's say if the difference was less than a shtus, or was after Achiyah's man the target, it would not be a tvi. As a result, the Ramah b'shem the Trumas Hadeshin, in Reish Lam and Gimel. The Nesivis HaMishpot, b'shem the Bach, disagrees with this. The Nesivis HaMishpot says that since the customer came in and specifically asked for Ayel Mesuris, it doesn't make a difference that for him there's no difference. He doesn't know the difference. Since he asked for it, if you don't give him the Ayel Mesuris, it's like for a regular person, you gave him meat that was spoiled already. You gave him a bag of milk that was spoiled already. It really doesn't make a difference. Since there was a Tanai that was said Mufurish that he wants Ayel Mesuris, if Ayel Mesuris is not given to him, it's a pure Mekach Tois. Agav, even if he ate the meat, even though he can't claim back to get his whole money back for the meat, but he only has to pay him to make Bosa Bezoil. The difference between if something was given to a customer, b'mekach tois, and he used it. Food was given to him, and he ate it up. There would be a tremendous discrepancy in price between that which he'll pay, and that which he actually paid. It's the difference between bosa bezoil, which is beyond the purview of today's shir. However, just to know that there is a nafkamina lahalocha. In any case, that is the halacha of the Trumas Hadeshin, and that is the taina of the Nesivis on the Trumas Hadeshin, that if a customer made up Mufurish that he wants something of a better quality, even though for him it really doesn't make a difference, and he never knew, he was never the wiser. However, there is a Mekach Tois because he said so b'mufurish. There's a multiple topic on somebody who bought a piece of furniture from somebody else. Somebody used a table for a few weeks. He bought it from a store. He brought it home. He used it for a week. So he decided he doesn't want the table. He then wraps up the table like new. He gives it back to the store. Or he gives it back to the store. He says he never unwrapped it. Really, it was used. Is giving back the store, once you use the table, or let's say the store had used it, the store knew about it, the store wrapped it up like new, they sold it to the next customer. It was a few weeks old or a few months old. Would we say, since we know that the market of used furniture is a different market than the market of new furniture, nobody buys a piece of used furniture for the price of new furniture. What happens if the person really doesn't know the difference? It's used, it's new, the second customer doesn't know the difference. Do we say that there's a no because he paid the wrong price, or do we say that he's buying a different item? If he would have wanted to buy a used table, he would have bought a used table. He wanted a first hand, he wanted a new table, he didn't want a second hand piece of furniture. If he would have wanted, he would have bought one. But he wanted a new piece of furniture, even though he was never the wiser, but it's a Mekach Tois. Let's say he finds out about it and he comes back and he claims Bittul Mekach. He comes back a half a year later and he claims Bittul Mekach. The storekeeper would be mechuyev to make good and to give him back the money on the table, minus the hanor of the shimush that he had in the table. Of course, he has to pay him for using the table for that half a year. But he would have to give him back his money. Oy Dilma. Or maybe. No. Since the customer was never the wiser, it really didn't make a difference, and it didn't impede the quality of his usage of the table or the couch or whatever the case may be. So it's like, no. Of course, he paid the wrong value for the item, but it wouldn't be a Mekach Tois. It would be a no. It would be subject to the statute of all limitations. Again, over there wouldn't be a Shei Yair LeTager because he had no way of being mavaya the price. He thought that he was getting a new table. But the nafkamina would be if the price was off by less than a shtus. Whatever, there could be other chilukim between Oino and Mekach Tois. The same idea, the same chakira, and the chakira over here, it's more partial, would be, by a case that actually happened, a woman walked into a store and asked for a pocketbook from the latest collection. She asked for the 2008, whatever company it was, collection pocketbook. The storekeeper knew that the woman didn't know the difference. To her, 2008 and 2006 are exactly the same thing. He said, hold on a second. He went to the back. He pulled out a 2006 pocketbook that he anyways wanted to get rid of, and he gave it to her as a 2008. The woman comes back a few weeks later, and she says, this is not the latest. Would we say over there that the item is the same item and you have the same usage from the pocketbook, but all there is I know because the price of something which is from last season is definitely less than the price of today? Well, we say, no, it's a Mekach Toys. And the full money has to be refunded because she never meant to buy a pocketbook from 2006. Obviously, over there, it's more partial. And L'chayu, the Trumas Hadesh would be maskim that since she wanted the latest pocketbook, it's not just something she made up like I own the series. She wanted that because she wanted to be able to show to her friends or to anybody walking the street should see that she's up to date in the latest fashions. Whatever, somebody comes in for the latest car and he takes off the little metal piece in the back that says 2009 and he puts on a 2008 sticker. This guy wants to drive down the street in the latest model Toyota. Do we say that? I know it's Mekach Toys over there, obviously, since for him the value of being able to walk down the street and show off the latest is what he wants as part of his purchase. So therefore it would be a Mekach Toys. I own the suris, the person wants it, because he thinks he'll appreciate the difference. If Itaka doesn't appreciate the difference, if for him, in actuality, he enjoyed the meat just the same, and it really made no difference, then maybe there wouldn't be a Mekach Toys. That's the Trumas Hadesh. It would only be Oino. It would be subject to all the halachos of Oino. So again, in Oino and Mekach Toys, there is Mokoim, and again, like we discussed in a few places, there are Chalukim L'Halocha between Oino and Mekach Toys, and therefore we have to be careful in various cases to be able to fine-tune the distinction when something is Oino. It's the same item being sold just for a higher price, whereas Mekach Toys, where a different item is being sold, a lesser item, an item of lesser usage or an item of lesser quality, is considered a Mekach Toys. The same is true by Gneves Das. We discussed the car. Sometimes a person doesn't know the difference. Sometimes it really doesn't make a difference. It's an older car. I know that it's a car from 10 years ago, but it works perfectly fine. The person barely used it. And I pass it off as a car from 5 years ago. That's Gneves Das. If I could vouch that the car is the quality of a regular car that's used 5 years, it really doesn't make a difference. I know that the previous owner of the car took very good care of it. So then, there would be an issue. To pass off a 5-year-old car as a 10-year-old, I'm sorry, to pass off a 10-year-old car as a 5-year-old car would be Gneves Das, but it would not be outright theft. However, if there's a difference in the quality of the car, that would be outright Gneva. And therefore, the money would be claimable in Bezdin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.